Today is the 99th birthday of our national parks. On this day in August 1916, President Woodrow Wilson signed an act creating the agency, placing 35 parks, including the still famous Yellowstone, under its control. To celebrate today's national park birthday, admission is free at all 408 national parks today. But getting new visitors, especially young people, to the country's national parks continues to be a challenge. That's something we heard about in April when I spoke with Interior Secretary Sally Jewell. I caught up with her at a kiosk in front of the Jefferson Memorial in Washington, D.C. Jewell had kiosks installed so that visitors at different park sites could talk to each other. Sally Jewell stepped up to the kiosk to talk to kids visiting the Martin Luther King Jr. National Historic Site in Atlanta.
Hi there. Who am I saying hi to?
Sierra
and what?
Nanai.
Are you coming to visit the park?
We came all the way from Connecticut.
Wow, from Connecticut.
The connection isn't great, but Jewell says the kiosks are crucial to getting young people interested in visiting the national parks.
What this is all about is using technology not to disconnect people from nature, but to connect them. So a little hard to hear the audio on that, but as we perfect technology, it's going to give us a chance to give people an experience, perhaps with parks that they haven't seen before, and maybe inspire them to get off the couch and out of in front of the screen and come out and visit.
Show them the parks that they don't know about or that they might visit in the future.
Inspire them to visit parks in the future. It's 407 units of the National Park Service, and people might think of the iconic national parks like the Grand Canyon or Yellowstone. But they don't realize that there's a national park that commemorates the life and the legacy of Dr. Martin Luther King. You know, there's a national park right here, the National Mall, which is the nation's front yard, which really invites people to learn about our history and our culture. And of those 407 units, they tell all kinds of stories, and we want people to know about them.
So people are going to hear you say that and wonder, are people not going to the parks? Is there a problem? What's going on? Why do they need to educate everyone about the parks?
Well, there's no question we have great levels of visitation to the national parks, and we hit records in 2014. But when you look at our visitors, they aren't representative of the whole population of the U.S. We're underrepresented with minorities in our parks. They tend to be older visitors and not younger visitors. And younger visitors are really tied into technology, and using that technology to connect them to parks is a way where we hope to drive visitation that's more reflective of the American population.
Why do you think that is, that younger people aren't going to the parks as much?
Well, we're urbanizing as a population, and young people are really busy. Most of the time, they're spending time during their day being told what to do by an adult. In school, on a soccer field or a basketball court someplace, or maybe in a karate class or ballet classes, they are being given very little time to get outside and explore on their own. And so for many of them, by their parents' busy schedules and their busy schedules, they're just getting more and more disconnected from public lands and open spaces and parks and nature. And we want to be part of the solution to change, turn that around.
What do you say to people who don't like any technology in the parks? They're not going to be happy with this. They weren't happy when you put more cell towers in some of the national parks.
I would say that they make assumptions about how people are using technology that may not be accurate and up with the times. I have children. They've been digital natives themselves. And, I FaceTime with my new little grandson. And it's an opportunity to use technology to keep us connected as human beings. And so if you allow people to use their technology, something that they're really comfortable with, we think that it will engage them more in the space as opposed to disconnect them. I will tell you, I've heard many park rangers talk of the stories of having kids that are zoomed into their technology on a video game, and then pretty soon, the deeper they get into a park or the deeper they get on a paddling trip, the more they look up and realize what's going on around them, and then they use their devices for different purposes, like taking pictures and sending them to their friends on Snapchat or, you know, whatever they're using. So we want to embrace it.
Why do you have a problem bringing more minorities, as you say, into the national parks?
Well, I would say here in Washington, D.C., among the cherry blossoms, we welcome a broad diversity that's probably pretty reflective of the population of Washington, D.C. and the city broadly. But when you get to more remote national parks, many families have not had a tradition of going out taking long family vacations. They may live in urban areas. It's not been just part of how they've chosen to recreate. And yet, as we urbanize as a population and as we become more diverse, we will need advocates in the future. They will be sitting in the halls of Congress. They'll be on county councils and city councils. And state legislatures, and they will be reflective of the population. So we need to make sure that our parks are relevant and welcoming and accessible to all Americans. And while maybe in Anacostia Park in Washington, D.C., and on the National Mall, we have broad diversity, that's not true across the country, and we believe we have some work to do to make sure that people recognize these are their parks.
Part of our conversation with Interior Secretary Sally Jewell in front of the Jefferson Memorial in Washington, D.C. this past April. Again, Robin, today is the 99th birthday of our national parks, so they are free to get into today. Do you have a favorite?
Oh, too many. Bryce, Zion, Chickamauga,
Grand Canyon,
Chattanooga.
Oh, yeah.
I wonder if people do all of them. You know, do a trip and try to hit them all.
What are we doing inside?
I know.
Let's go.